The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, the radio 905 on this Monday, June 5th on AM 970, The Answer. Streaming worldwide on AM970TheAnswer.com. Dr. Mark Siegel is the man physician, professor of medicine at the prestigious NYU Langone Medical Center. Author, contributor to Fox News, a doctor extraordinaire, taking the time to join us on the radio in the morning. Dr. Mark, welcome back to the show. Always awesome to have you with us, sir.
Great to be with you, Joe. Great. I'm a fan.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm right back at you, Mark Siegel. Really, do you have like a handler? You're like a big star. So do you have somebody going, Doctor, you're on in 5 minutes? Because you do the hits on TV. You do the hits in radio. You're in constant demand. Yet you have a litany of patients coming through your office. I don't know. How do you organize that? You stay on top of this yourself, I guess, huh?
Well, I have an administrator from NYU who's amazing, and I have a great office manager in my office. But the real answer is, when I was younger, I had terrible sense of time. But since I've started doing all these things that you mentioned, going on TV, prepping, I suddenly have to pay attention to the exact second. And I've gotten better at it. We get better as we get older in some cases, not all of us.
It's so true, but it is. You're running on the clock. It's all about the clock when you're on television or radio. People don't understand that. We appreciate that, though, Mark. You do taking the time with us. And Dr. Siegel. So I can't even joke about Joe Biden's fall. As soon as I saw it, all I could tweet out was, dear Lord, is anybody watching for this guy? I mean, is that indicative? He always blames something. At this time, it was the sandbag, but he couldn't get up when he went down. Joe Biden did, Dr. Siegel. How bad was it to your eyes, sir?
Well, I'm not as concerned about the fall or bumping his head later as you might think. But I want to point out a few things. First of all, as people start to fall, they start to blame the chair. Hey, you got in my way, they yell at the chair or the sandbag. But kind of sad. It could be funny. But I think the issue of frequent falls is going to be handled by the administration by putting handlers closer to him. If this was a patient of mine, though, I would start to look at things like a cane or a walker. They're not going to give him that. I think optically they're not going to do that. But that's what I would do with a patient having frequent falls. Then the question is, and this is the more important question, where are the falls coming from? Because we know he has a stiffened gait. That's been admitted now during two physicals from Dr. Kevin O'Connor. Both times, though, and the second time he said the stiffened gait is getting worse, he put it on lower back issues, spinal issues, and what's called the peripheral neuropathy, loss of sensation in his legs. But he didn't get to the heart of what I'm concerned about, which is, what did an MRI of the brain show? And what does cognitive testing show? He's never had that as far as we know. Certainly we haven't seen it. And why am I concerned about that? Because there's many diagnoses where stiffened gait is due to something going on upstairs, either fluid on the brain or microvascular changes, micro changes on the brain. I wanted to see the MRI. Now, he said in the last physical in February, imaging looked good, but he didn't say what imaging. And I think we don't really need that kind of dodge. If we're going to be at a time where presidential fitness is on the table, because remember, we've been lied to for hundreds of years by presidents that were hiding everything from a stroke to a heart attack to, in Reagan's case, a lot of blood loss. But in more modern times, we've had these presidential physicals. Well, if we have them, they should be fully disclosed and include records.
Yeah, you're right. Great point, because President Reagan bled a lot when he was shot. You didn't hear about it at the time. He came very close to death, correct?
Exactly. That's what we know in retrospect. And President Eisenhower had a big heart attack, and The most famous case may be Woodrow Wilson, who not only got Spanish flu, but had a big stroke and was whispering instructions to run the government to his wife. And the Treaty of Versailles, he was recovering from Spanish flu. He wasn't himself. And that's part of why Germany got such a hard time. He was preparing to let them off the hook to some extent for World War One. And that hard time, you know, and that's clamping down from France and England led directly to the Nazis rising. So these things matter.
It's so true. So, and what was the bottom of his shoes, the bottom of Biden's shoes, period, talking about? It looked like some kind of, were those lifts that he had on the bottom of the shoes? Because we saw the bottom of his shoes. Do we know anything about that? And was that because of the way he does walk with that stiff gait?
I think so. I'm not a rehab specialist, but that's what it looks like to me. Again, I'm a little bit on one side of this. Let me explain. And this is why you have me on.
Okay.
I don't say mental and physical, because there's a time when you could be so physically impaired that you couldn't serve. I'm more concerned about cognitive and mental. You know, we're talking about executive function here. If there are cognitive changes, decision making, alacrity, thinking outside the box, that's what I'm concerned about. I mean, I'm concerned about anybody falling, because if he fell, he could hit his head. But again, with these handlers around, I don't think that's going to happen. He clearly has a problem with his gait. I'm more concerned about what's going on upstairs.
And didn't he have like these surgeries years prior to some kind of something to do with his brain, to the point where that it would affect him now, Dr. Siegel? We know anything about that, fact-wise, I mean.
Yes, he's 80 years old, which a lot of people are saying is too old to be in charge. I don't agree with that. I don't think linear age matters that much.
Yeah.
I mean, it matters. It increases your risk, but in and of itself, it isn't the issue. He has risk factors, including an irregular heartbeat, atrial fibrillation. He's on blood thinners. That increases your chance dramatically of having a slowing of thinking, cognitive changes. And the other thing you're referring to is he had two aneurysms in his brain that were operated on in 1988. One time he had a brain bleed. They were repaired the old method, where you literally open the skull. They were repaired successfully. But some studies show an increased risk of cognitive changes long term. So he's got risks. He's got risks for this in and of itself, you know, in addition to aging.
Yeah, but they do cover it up. And, you know, like you said, you hit the nail right on the head, as you always do, Dr. Mark Siegel. It's because they want to hide it from the people. Nowadays, though, we're so upfront, and we have your expertise to tell us, we got a situation with this president, your feeling, Dr. Siegel, with the cognitive ability of this president. It's something that, should be discussed. And why are we the only ones talking about it, and it doesn't bleed over to the mainstream media?
Well, I think there's two other points to make about that. First of all, I can't draw any conclusions because I haven't examined them, and I have not seen his records, just these extensive letters that are more important in my mind in terms of what they leave out. But I want to make two points. One is that these things can be episodic. So you can't point to him on one given day and say, look how clear he is, look how sharp he is, because the next day he might not be. And the second thing I want to point out, and this is very personal to me, I don't like teleprompters that someone else wrote. I don't do it. You know, that's what I don't do it. Yeah. Nobody writes my words, Joe, and nobody writes your words.
Yeah.
I write everything myself, and I speak, you know, from my heart and brain. I'm more comfortable with that. Now, the last president, for all the attacks on him, I have to tell you, when I interviewed him in the White House, he didn't prepare at all. He spoke extemporaneously and amazingly so.
Yeah.
And nobody wrote his words.
Yeah, it's so true. Dr. Mark, we're going to let you go. I have to touch on this, if I may, lean on our friendship, Mark. Tomorrow is the anniversary of D-Day, June 6, 1944. I mean, you think about what those soldiers went through when they hit Normandy Beach, when they hit Omaha Beach. I mean, just back in the day, the medical, they had medics there, but there was really nothing you could do once those soldiers of valor fighting in such an extraordinary fashion got hit with that German gunfire. Not much you could do but let them just bleed out on the beach, correct? I mean, medically, there was not much back then that could help them, correct?
Well, they didn't have the airlifting that we have now. They didn't have the combat interventions that we have now. We did the ability to stop bleeding. But I want to say, I'm glad you brought up D-Day. because I have an ongoing discussion with my wife every day, because she's a physician in the United States, a great neurologist born in Moscow, though, and she always says the Russians won World War II, and I always point to D-Day. D-Day turned the tide of World War II, and there's the two greatest moments in American history are D-Day and putting a man on the moon. And I wrote a piece in the journal last week about my father working on the moon projects and how now we're approaching another moon project. Finally, that's what this country has a lot to be proud of, D-Day and the moon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. Dr. Mark Siegel, thank you so much for taking the time out of your incredibly busy schedule, Mark. Can't wait to see you in person, and thank you always for taking the time for us.
Always great, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. Mark Siegel, great guy. Knowledgeable. And let me tell you something. Big shout out to the NYU Langone Medical Center. And that's where Dr. Siegel is a professor of medicine. And that's where I took my Olivia. And in the name of the great Ken Langone, my friend, my dear friend, and a brilliant, brilliant business Wall Street legend. But to build such a beautiful medical, but probably they say number one in the world right there, Langone Medical Center with Dr. Mark Siegel. Shout out and appreciation to Mark for his busy, busy schedule. Not to forget, D-Day, we'll be talking about it tomorrow. I can't even imagine. And that, by the way, if I may, is why I get so upset when I see things go wrong in the country. And because my father didn't fight that war. And if I didn't hear my father tell me, they heard rumors that there was going to be an invasion, that Operation Overlord, but they never did anything. He didn't know, he was in Italy. They kept it so quiet. Although my uncle, who worked on the nuclear program with Enrico Fermi in Texas, I believe it was, developing the nuclear bomb. And he wrote my father saying that the war is going to end relatively quickly. Because he knew what was going to happen. But, I mean, really, the way they kept the secret and the way they just, the way they landed at these beaches in France is just extraordinary. And for people to disregard that and to call us all the bad things that we are, the name-calling, and to try to divide us is inexcusable. Inexcusable what we did for the world. What we did for the world. Not to mention the United States itself. Liz Peek is going to join us, Fox News contributor, and Tom Del Vaccaro as well. So yesterday, before we break, I have to tell you, I'm running around, and I said, okay, now I got to do the Sunday show, and I got to get church in. And then Joey came in, my son came in. I came home very late from Long Island, like 1 or so in the morning, 1:30 in the morning, whatever it was. And Joey met here and at the house, and it was great. It was just great. We just kind of met. He came, home, as it were. And we had a great time. Then I go, okay, so I get up. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to do noon mass. And then I'm going to head into New York. And then I'll do the show live for New York last night's show, the Frank Sinatra show. So then, this is what happened. Olivia had closed the car door on her hand, my poor Olivia. And she kind of banged up her finger really bad, So then she calls yesterday in the middle of it all. She goes, Dad, I'm on my way to work. God bless her. She's working. She goes, my hand hurts. So now I changed my whole schedule. And it's just a minor thing, because I said, well, can you go into one of those walk-in centers on a Sunday? She goes, well, they said to go to the medical, they go to the emergency ward. So as soon as I hear that, I cancel everything. I drop everything. And dorky dad, I worry about everything. I went over to the emergency center to meet her there. And a big shout out to the Hunterdon Medical Center. They were great out there in Jersey. And so she's okay.
Good.
Everything's great.
That's
but
good.
You see your kid, it was just a finger. And the doctor came in, and they're looking at the little finger. And I'm going, I have to apologize for worrying about this. I said, but it's my daughter. It's my little daughter. And it could get infected. The finger could fall off. I'm telling this to the doctor.
Wow. No, it's not gangrene.
The finger could fall off.
That's what I'm thinking. Me. I worry about everything.
Right.
And the doctor.
It's like the old dad joke. The kid gets a scratch. Man, looks like we're going to take the leg off. That's it. Yeah. Sorry. He's like, no, what are you talking about?
When the doctors came in, they were so nice and patient. And I go, I know you've seen a lot of things worse just today. I said, but this, so thank goodness Olivia's okay. But I worry about infection. You worry about these things.
Of course.
I changed my whole schedule around. I never got mass in, but I did run over to the Blue Army.
I think God
shrine.
Understands. You take
you
care of your kid.
You think?
Was it like you were off on a bender somewhere in the middle of nowhere in
Atlantic
South
City,
Jersey?
Atlantic City, drinking, watching the Tom Petty band.
That's right.
I could have been doing that.
I just just sent the picture to my friend. Apparently somebody from the governor's office was at the event, and you see me at the fire pit, and I'm like, you can see, I'm like, all right, I've had enough. You know what I mean? And my friend just texted me back. That's he goes, great. You look like you had it. I said, yeah, like you the night before.
That's great. Yeah. And my buddy played in that band. I texted him. He's not up yet. I wanted to talk to him about it.
Oh, geez. Yeah, see? I mean, you know, I got to be up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah. And he's up there playing in the band, man. They're on fire. That band is doing good. What
they were a lot of fun. Pure Petty.
Yeah, cool.
They were
Very
a lot cool. of fun.
Very cool. Very cool. Hey, Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Liz Peek is going to join us, and Debbie's on the roads. You know, Deb, I worry. I'm a dorky dad. I worry so much. I mean,
and then it was nothing major, thank goodness,
no,
right?
No, because when I was a kid, it was like, oh, what did you do? You hurt your finger? Deal with it. I mean, you know, we always dealt with it. But, you know, when it happens to your kid, you know, I'm such a dorky dad. I ran over there, but Olivia's great. You know, you worry about the infection. She did. She banged it up pretty bad, so we took
care of it. That's okay. It's better to be a little bit overprotective than not caring.
That's
okay. That's okay. You're a wonderful father. Absolutely wonderful.
I'm the safety net. I try to be anyway.
Sure.
Oh, yep. Lord. 20 after 9. Mm-hmm. Deb, how we doing out there this morning traffic-wise? And thank you.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to go out to the Goat Trail, getting up through Cortland. It looks like everything is closed here. It's all due to an accident, so watch out. It's an overturned tractor trailer. Also, seeing delays on Route 100 South in Somers, an accident with injuries by Golden's Bridge Road. 17 westbound, getting up through Goshen, an accident by exit 122A. Watch for delays on 280 eastbound, the ramp at exit 9 in West Orange. It's an overturned dump truck on that ramp. And the New Jersey Turnpike, the eastern spur south at 16E. An accident waiting for you over there as well. We're still seeing delays this morning on 18, getting out through the area of East Brunswick. That's ongoing construction. West Side Highway North in the 90s, an accident. And the Van Wyck southbound, still heavy traffic, heading right down toward Atlantic Avenue. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 70s. This total traffic and weather report, sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience a smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell me about Relief Factor because I love you. So if you're working out like I'm working out, and I'm very careful. If I'm out there on the road working, I really don't do the physical workout, you know. But today I will, and I'm so grateful to Relief Factor because I could work out without pain, whether I'm going for a bike ride, right? Garbage down the driveway. I always tell you about all those things. Doing Mr. Joseph around the house. I am Mr. Joseph. I take care of the flowers, hanging the American flag on the garage. I put it just right. Got that just with not any. I didn't measure it at all. But I'm and believe me, I'm holding up this wooden American flag, putting it on the side of my garage. Listen to me. I'm on a step stool so I could raise it up a little bit, hammering it in all by myself. I could do it. While I can do it, I'm doing it. Let me tell you something. I'm doing it. I ain't going to go, well, I can't do it. Could you help me? Let me call the kids. I want to really embrace it, you know? And I could do it because I take Relief Factor, and it keeps me out of pain. And it's 100% drug-free. And for $19.95, that three-week quick start, we could see if we can get you out of pain. I think we can. Would you please call 800-4-RELIEF? 800-4-RELIEF. Just say, look, I heard you on the Joe Piscopo show, and Joe said you're going to tell me everything I need to know about this great product, Relief Factor. Okay? Or go to relieffactor.com on your own. You go to relieffactor.com. You'll see all the ingredients that really stop the inflammation that caused the pain in your body. Three-week quick start is still only $19.95. 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com.
Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate? If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her terrific team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She's a legend. She's the best, period. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate. Don't miss it. Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about New Rochelle. You know what I love about telling you about New Rochelle? You know, we're highlighting New Rochelle for a period of time here on the radio station. It's America, man. It's America. These are great cities. These are great communities. And we love telling you about the great communities. And we've been fortunate enough to have the communities jump on the air with us to allow you to tell us tell you things about, like the Capelli organization and its esteemed affiliates, Capelli Development Company and LRC Construction, all at the heart of it all. And we invite you to get ready to immerse yourself in a vibrant community where residential, office, retail, and restaurant spaces come together seamlessly. The Capelli organization is transforming New Rochelle into the ultimate destination for living, working, and playing. Let's dive into some of the buzzworthy, if you will, projects currently underway. How about One Clinton Park? That's right there at 55 Clinton Place. It's a remarkable 28-story tower featuring 352 apartments and ground-level retail space. Perfect blend of convenience and luxury, right in the heart of New Rochelle. And then just steps away, 2 Clinton Park is under construction and will offer 390 stylish apartments and ground floor retail space. It's an urban oasis where you can live, shop, and explore everything New Rochelle has to offer. Discover all the wonders that New Rochelle has in store for you. Visit capelliorg.com to learn more about these ongoing projects and be part of this extraordinary transformation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Joe on the radio, 926 on this Monday. Great to have you with us on this Monday as we roll into D-Day tomorrow. And then summertime coming in. School pretty much finishes up next week, the week after, right? And I know Olivia's got her graduation. And then Allie comes back from Los Angeles. Yay! My kids are, look at me, dork dad. See, if you're Italian, and I think my Jewish friends are the same way, if you want your kids in the house till, I don't know, 60 years old, how's that right? You keep them in the house that long?
You know, I'm good with, you know, like, you know, 30. 30's good. You know.
And then
my
then
kid was just complaining today. We're going for physicals today, right, this afternoon?
Oh, boy.
So he already is complaining because he's gained a little bit of weight, and he's afraid the doctor's going to tell him he's gained weight. And I said, yeah. I said, so why don't we start going back to the gym a couple of days a week? He's like, oh, that's not a bad idea. I said, all right. So today I tell him, I said, look, here's what time our appointments are. And he goes, you mean I got to wait for you? I go, you got a car, pal. You don't need to wait for me. When you're done, you could leave. He's like, well, you know, then keep your mouth shut. Dad's driving. If you want to drive yourself, you take your own car. That's how it works. That's all. We're taking Uber. I don't care one way or the other.
No, I spoil my kids. But
I know,
yeah,
but
you
like,
know,
you know, I'm trying to like, hey, dude, when you start paying health insurance or whatever, I think that that generation, my buddy and I were talking about this on the way back from Atlantic City over the weekend. I think that generation doesn't seem to understand how things work. Like, you have to work to pay bills, to get insurance, to do this, to do that.
Well, that's why, to your point, when we were talking to Ricky Schlott, she's 22 years old, writes books, right, understands what you have to do, is Gen Z, and I really, really feel Gen Z kind of fixed that he had that election that where we, you know, we the people won the House, but we lost. We lost the you know, in the Senate, and I think it was the Gen Z folks that that caused that. So, but there is hope, because there is hope. You got Al being the dad to his youngster there, and you got gals like Ricky Schlott. You know, hey, let me go to Liz Peek, if I may, Fox News contributor, kind enough to join us. Hey, Liz, welcome back to the show, and a happy Monday to you.
Good morning. Every Monday's a happy morning, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we are just good. Good to go. And I just love this this opinion piece that you wrote for Fox News on John Kerry, climate crazies are coming for your burgers and 4th of July. So let me start. And so thank you for writing this, first of all. But let me say this, because you can't say it enough. How this guy Kerry with that he had this pompous attitude. I never felt comfortable with this guy. And he's flying around in this mega jet, spewing carbon all over,
And yet they ask him about it. He just disregards it. Like, oh, well, I should because I'm doing the right thing. And then when they go to these climate summits, Liz Peek, they bring the private jets. How dumb do they think we are? And the question is, why won't the mainstream media touch on this as opposed to just telling us John Kerry knows what's best climate-wise?
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, it's the elites telling the normal people, kind of average people, what to do, what to think, what to eat, what kind of car you can buy, how you can cook. I mean, let's just think about the amount of control these people want to exert over our daily lives. But you're right. The hypocrisy of this private jet thing is pretty epic because, I mean, I've looked at the numbers. It really is the case that these planes spew out an enormous amount of carbon emissions. And John Kerry's basic response is, I'm so important that I need to have access to private travel. And, you know, we're just all supposed to sort of nod dumbly and say, yeah, you really are just incredibly important. That's why you have, a $45 million budget as climate czar. No one elected this guy. Remember, he actually lost an election.
Yep.
But the hypocrisy is everywhere. Let's talk about the whales that continue to wash up dead on the New Jersey shore. And increasingly, you know, it's pretty clear that something going on with these wind towers is killing whales. If that were a leaking pipeline, oil pipeline offshore that was causing some poisoning of all these humpback whales, don't you think the left would be absolutely out of their minds crazy with anger about it? But, oh, no, it's okay because we're all doing something that's really virtuous, spending trillions of dollars on green energy that, honestly, most of it's going to end up being money, I think, honestly, wasted. Certainly, it's not going to benefit us to the extent that these people promise.
Yeah, it is unsettling because that's what we just speak the truth every morning on this radio show. And to see down at the Jersey Shore, not Long Island as well, those windmills, which are really three times the size of the Statue of Liberty, they're already doing the sonar. They do the sonar exploration that puts the whales off their guidance off. And now you got not only whales, you got dolphins. And where the hippies, Liz, I'm old enough to remember the hippies and save the whales. You know, who can remember that?
Yeah.
What happened with that and with nothing? Not to mention what Kerry's talking about here is when they talk about, and we'll go over this over and over and over again, cobalt mining in South Africa and what's happening with slave labor. They don't even touch on those things. I am exhausted that we have to talk about it and that the mainstream media doesn't have the guts to say word one about it because they're so worried about virtue signaling. So thanks for writing this piece, you know. Tell us about the burgers. They're telling us we shouldn't be eating burgers on 4th of July, right?
You know, I was thinking over Memorial Day, gosh, this is such a wonderful time in America. You know, all these holidays, what do we enjoy getting together? We enjoy cooking our burgers, et cetera. I'm thinking, okay, is this going to last? Because first of all, John Kerry and his compatriots around the world are trying to get us to stop eating meat. All right. This is not a joke. In Holland, they're confiscating 3,000 farms. Word came out over the weekend that Ireland wants to kill 200,000 cows. All of this is because the EU has placed on these countries unrealistic carbon emission targets will only be met by killing off their dairy cows and their meat cows. I mean, it's a pretty astonishing thing because it was a nanosecond ago, Joe, as you remember, that we were being told that world starvation was not only our fault for some unimaginable reason, but also it was imminent and that we needed to upworld. We can't supply the food for the rest of the world. Well, now, you know, we can supply the food, but they don't want the food we're supplying. So they want to get rid of what we eat. They want to change how we produce food. There's a long new study out by the Agriculture Department where it talks about taking biomass and other products like that and converting it into food. I'm not kidding you. And then secondarily, let's talk about grilling outside over charcoal. That's like totally unacceptable to environmentalists. You know, you have carbon emissions coming off your charcoal. God forbid you use lighter fluid. That's like even worse. I mean, everything that's sort of traditional obviously much more important is celebrating the founders of our country, which I firmly believe we should do as often as possible because they created an unimaginably wonderful country that everyone in the world wants to come to. So, you know, that's not acceptable anymore because all these people turn out to have had been flawed individuals. Shocker. Everyone is a flawed individual. So I think we have to start from scratch and say, you know what, we're going to celebrate our country. We're going to celebrate its founders. We're going to do exactly what we please in terms of what we eat and how we do it. And just, you know, tell these people to go jump in a lake. And I hope, boy, oh boy, I hope in 2024, that's what voters do.
Yeah, it's true. And Liz, on your article, you write, much more important than all of the above, the actual purpose of Flag Day and the 4th of July is to honor the birth of our nation. With the left actively rewriting U.S. history and savaging our country's accomplishments and exceptionalism, Liz writes, these holidays could be rebranded in the future as National Apology Day or American Reparations Day. I'm telling you, that could very well happen. Before we let you go, Liz, how do we combat it? Voting, I guess, getting out there and actually voting.
Yeah, you have to vote. You have to listen to people like Vivek Ramaswamy, who makes such a really excellent point about the greatness of our country. And by the way, not just listen, tell your kids about it. Have a talk with your children when they come home from school and they say, well, our teacher said, you know, America really was guilty of this or that. You sit them down and you give a lecture to them about what, ask them this, ask them to ask their teacher, why is it that every person in the world wants to be an American citizen? There's a reason for that.
That's right. Liz, great chatting with you always. Liz Peek, we retweeted the article. Keep up the great work. Please come back soon.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Liz Peek right there, Fox News contributor. Hey, 936 Joe on the radio, our buddy Tom DelBacaro from San Francisco. He's in California. He's going to report and tell you about San Francisco. And Albert is in the newsroom, the news for yous, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
63 degrees and sunny at 937. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Amagansett getting top ratings when it comes to small towns. It's included in Condé Nast's travelers list of 11 top small towns worth visiting near big cities. The website says the town has a nice balance of beaches and seafood shacks with rustic farm stands and a picturesque Main Street. Other small towns on the list include Estes Park in Colorado, Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, and New Hope in Pennsylvania. The Stevens Institute of Technology will issue refunds to each graduate who took part in graduation ceremonies a week and a half ago that campus officials called disastrous. The school has also fired its executive events planner over the commencement ceremonies. After hearing an address from Governor Murphy at the Prudential Center in Newark, the 2,800 graduates moved to three smaller locations for the naming ceremonies. The exercises at two of the three venues went off successfully, but the third location at Newark Symphony Hall turned ugly when it was overbooked, ticket scanners failed, and 800 more people than could be accommodated were turned away. Name reading exercises for one of the schools was held in the parking lot. The Stevens Institute is refunding each graduate $250, costing the school an estimated $700,000. In sports, Blue Jays swept the Mets, winning by the final of 6-4. The Amazons now sit in third place in the National League East at 30-30. They'll visit the Braves for a three-game series that begins tomorrow night in Atlanta. The Yankees, they took the rubber match against the Dodgers by the final of 4-1 at Chavez Ravine. The Bombers are off today, and they will start play tomorrow. Stuck in traffic. The sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic. Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We're going to take it out to the Cross Bronx, still moving slowly westbound out toward Castle Hill Avenue. Also seeing delays inbound George Washington Bridge of an hour over at the Lincoln 45. Holland still 30 minutes into town. South Ozone Park, 117th Street at 111th Avenue. Everything closed. Accident investigation. Tough ride on the west side, Highway North into the 90s. An accident, an SUV and a car collided there. Watch for delays over on the Goat Trail getting out past the Bear Mountain Bridge in Cortland. Everything closed there. It's an overturned tractor trailer right on the Goat Trail over on Route 100 south at Golden's Bridge Road into Somers. It's an accident, so watch for delays. And on 71 northbound by the area of Lake Terrace and Bradley Beach, that's closed with an accident and a downed utility pole. Partly cloudy today, high of 77. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the new MyPillow 2.0 with a special buy one, get one free offer. The MyPillow 2.0 offers a brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. The new fabric dissipates heat and humidity to create a cooling sensation to maintain a cooler surface temperature. MyPillow knows core body temperature plays a big role in how well you sleep. The new fabric technology helps regulate your body temperature throughout the night by creating a lower surface temperature for a more restful night's sleep. Machine washable and dryable with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, and made in the USA. Just go to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970, or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0, 800-651-0798.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us for the very first time, a very special guest who is a New York City treasure, a legend in the Harlem community, Reverend Robert Royal. You speak of Jimmy Hoffa, we're talking about the father. You knew him, didn't you?
The old man was quite a figure, particularly when it came to negotiation, contract negotiation. He didn't take no prisoners. You either were with him or you were against him. And Jimmy Hoffa was true to a fault. He never once deceived anybody. He told you right up front, I'm doing this for my people. And that's what Jimmy Hoffa was all about. A great man, a great man. And in spirit, he still lives in my mind, and I pray God that he lives in every Teamster that walks this earth.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, Joe, on the radio, you know, Gil Lederman relayed a simple yet logical example of treatment philosophy to me. It's the plum in the bread box theory. If one's cancer is the size of a plum, then why do we radiate the body the size of a bread box? In many cases, much of the healthy body receives radiation unnecessarily. That's a very logical philosophy that Dr. Lederman has. So if you're dealing with cancer and you get that personal news or that of a loved one, your life is turned upside down, you're facing decisions and weighing all the options, please consider the choices offered by Dr. Gil Lederman. Dr. Lederman was the first to bring body radio surgery to America. Dr. Lederman's team has put together a DVD of numerous patients. I've seen this. I've watched this. You can't believe the testimonials. I'm telling you. They're telling their stories, all various forms of cancer treatment success for you to see firsthand. Call 212-CHOICES. Ask for that free DVD, all right, to be sent to your home. If you're feeling uncomfortable, you don't know what's going on, you're scared for a loved one, just call 212-CHOICES, please. Radio surgery is most frequently a comfortable, outpatient, non-invasive treatment. Very little, if any, normal tissue is exposed to the radiation, leading to a healthy quality of life. Radio Surgery New York is conveniently located right there in Manhattan, 1384 Broadway at 38th Street. Most insurances, Medicare and Medicaid, are accepted. So call Dr. Lederman, all right, for an appointment, or for an appointment for a friend or a family member. 212-CHOICES. That's 212-CHOICES.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 943, Monday, June 5th, and Tom DelBacaro is the man, acclaimed author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party, and friend of the program. Tom, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing this Monday morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Are you out there? Are you in California as we speak, sir?
I am, but I'm going to be in New York City next week.
Good. Well, hopefully we'll see you, and thanks for getting up so early for us. Hey, so tell us about...
One San Francisco resident calling for boots on the ground to help alleviate the crime problem in San Francisco. It's finally coming to make some sense in San Francisco. They're going to try to go in and clean that up, you think, Tom?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, Newsom invited the National Guard in, and I have, let's just say I know someone involved with the National Guard who said they showed up. And they literally, despite having spent hundreds of millions of dollars, have no plan as to how they're going to address the homelessness. They were just spending money here and there without an overall plan. And so, yeah, I think things are getting louder over there. You saw the national story about a woman throwing a brick at the mayor as they announced a new program. Excuse me. So things are getting louder. There's national attention to it. San Francisco is spending $6 million on a new ad program trying to say how nice the city is. Perhaps there is some change coming.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's really, I mean, it's from what I see. Are we just seeing the worst of San Francisco? Is there any area that's okay? Because now there's murders there. We see the homeless, the drug addiction, what we see in Philadelphia. But you can go to areas of Philly where it's not like that. Are we just highlighting?
That's true.
But
the problem is the downtown. You know, Union Square, almost a third of the real retailers are gone. The Mission Street, where Nordstrom was, and now the Gap has closed one of its major stores there. That, though, is a bad area, and it used to be a great area. You have the downtown office buildings literally have about a 60% leased rates, but the half of those people don't show up. And so is that area, which people call a ghost town, that's bad. But, of course, if you get away from that and into some of the neighborhoods, you don't have these problems. But the main commercial center is plagued with it.
So, and then, Tom, I know my daughter was out in L.A. and they did a little film shoot in downtown. She goes, Dad, you can't believe downtown L.A., the homeless all over. I parked my car. I was so scared. So that's running rampant in downtown Los Angeles, right? You know, by the way, with all these problems we're talking about, it's great Gavin Newsom is out there touring America, telling America how great Gavin Newsom is. This is like a complete failure, an abject failure, what's happening in the inner cities or the big cities in California, Tom, correct?
Yeah, it is. Take a look at what happened in Oakland last week. It's a courthouse. I'm an attorney. It's a courthouse and a garage that I visit, meaning I park there and not a garage. A judge was held up and they stole his watch and other things across the street from the courthouse, right across the street from a police station. The judge gets held up as he goes to work in the morning. And I've talked to police officers. They have these criminals have it down. They know exactly people's schedules. They know where to hit people at what times of day, and they got a judge. We'll see if that makes it made the news, but see whether that makes a difference in the city of Oakland's attempts to deal with crime, or whether it's just going to be business as usual.
Man, it is just so unsettling what's going on out there in beautiful, beautiful California. And I don't know that there's any end in sight in this regard. But Tom, your overview of California itself, because walk us through this. When Newsom runs, I don't know how Biden holds on. So I'm saying, and I don't think Kamala, you debated Kamala Harris and buried her in that debate when you ran for office in California. She can't run. Will they reach out to Newsom, even with this horrific California record, sir?
Well, Newsom checks their boxes on climate change, on social justice, on gay marriage. You know, he's going to say, I'm the first one who did a commission on reparations. So, yeah, if Biden does step down, and I'm with you, I don't see how they can keep going here with him. But time's running short. Newsom's going to get in the race because it's not about results on the left. I mean, look at the results of the Biden policies, and yet they continue to double down on these things. they get angry that we want to restrain spending. Do you know if they would just cut spending back to the pre-COVID levels, we'd have a budget deficit of $168 billion, and yet they were, you know, acting like it was we were going to throw everybody out into the street. So, yeah, I expect Newsom to move forward because results don't matter.
And no, I got to ask you this, Tom, before we let you go, man, is with the I know people work in the film industry out there. It's very tough. They get up so early in the morning and they're there all day, those 16-hour days. And you got to get my friends in Los Angeles working so hard. You just completed that film you were in. And it's very, very tough. So we appreciate that. But then I see how the failings of California, and everybody knows it, are they prepared for the earthquake thing? The San Andreas Fault, you don't hear about it. When I was in that Northridge quake, that scared the daylights out of me, my brother. I have a newfound respect for people who stay there. But, I mean, with all the failings of California, are they indeed prepared for, God forbid, the San Andreas Fault going?
Look, the grid is in danger. They haven't built reservoirs or used money for flooding that they should have done. And no, I can't remember the last time I saw something related to that. So they have all these other crises that government has created to a certain degree. They spend tons of money on that, billions. Yeah. But the basic infrastructure and what you're talking about isn't the highest priority by any stretch.
Well, Tom, hopefully we'll see you in the city, man. Thanks for always taking the time with us. Keep the fight. Thanks for getting up early for us. Tom DelBacaro.
All right,
talk soon. Talk soon, my friend. Thank you. Tom DelBacaro. What a mess. My Lord, what a mess. Although there's so many nice areas out there. I see people working. The schools are great there. Ali had a great time out there. But, you know, I don't know how it could sustain. And Philadelphia, New York. Debbie, I'm telling you, it's America. We're trying to save it. That's our duty and responsibility every morning on the radio.
Yes, it is. That's why it's a good thing you're here. You have a lot of responsibilities.
No.
Your daughters.
I know.
You know.
I know. Joey Benefit tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, good. Yes, I love it.
Time for the monkey to dance tomorrow night. Yeah, that's it. Get the organ grinder out. Here he is.
We love when you sing. You are so talented. Everybody enjoys it so much.
I am trying. 9:51. Deb's out there checking out traffic for you. Love you, Deb. Thank you.
Love you too, Joe. And let's see what's happening. The Belt Parkway, you're not going to love this. What a mess on the Belt. Eastbound at Farmers Boulevard. It's an accident with one lane blocked. A really tough ride, Joe, on the west side, Highway North into the 90s. An accident blocking the right lane. Over in South Ozone Park, 117th Street still closed at 111th Avenue. Accident investigation still going on. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 45 minutes. Lincoln, 35. Holland down to 25. The Goat Trail is still closed out past the Bear Mountain Bridge in Cortland. It's an overturned tractor trailer. Injuries there as well. And 71 northbound by Lake Terrace in Bradley Beach. It's an accident. Looks like a downed utility pole to deal with as well, heading through that area. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, I love it. I have so much more energy. But the real story is my mother, who is 83 and was just feeling really terrible. And I gave her a set of fruits and veggies to take for, you know, to try it. And within 2 weeks, she's a different person. She loves it. She's so energetic. It's awesome.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code ANSWER.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
After a nice yet a little bit chilly weekend with temperatures in the upper 60s, we're on the uphill trend with temps for the next couple of days, starting out at 74 today with a partly sunny sky, partly cloudy then overnight into tomorrow, and we could see a brief pop-up shower, low 58 tonight to a high of 77 tomorrow. Wednesday brings out the sunshine a little bit more, still a couple clouds, 75, and then another shower chance possible on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, talking about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, because I love when you help out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and congratulations to everybody who participated in the Tunnel to Towers Climb, New York City, honoring our fallen heroes, climbing the Freedom Tower, and they raised a lot of money, and God bless you. We're going into September, last Sunday in September, we do the Tunnel to Towers 5K run and walk in New York, and that's where I get to meet everybody and the catastrophically injured, and how the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is helping out the homeless veterans that we always forget about. No, not the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They are helping the homeless veterans with more than 1,500 homes in 2023 alone. I'm telling, and then every first responder, military service member, when they don't come home, children are left behind. Tunnel to Towers pays off the mortgage on that family. Those catastrophically injured veterans, they get smart homes so they can live more independently. So when you donate just $11 a month, it goes such a long way. And we love you for that, like I always tell you. Please continue to join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and to never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's great heroes. It's T2T.org. $11 a month, that's all we ask. T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Joey on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. Thanks for staying with us. Joe Sebelia, great show. And Al, thank you very much. And Debbie, thank you. And Carol,
thank you.
Sarah and Debbie Duane, we love you. And Michael for answering the phones. So then Joe is we're doing such a great job. And we got everything going. Now, they don't give us any publicity. We are on our own on this radio show. We really are. You're not going to see any digital advertising, digital ads. Hey, it's the Al, Joe and Debbie show. Nothing. We get nothing. We do it thanks to you, kind enough to listen and know the credibility that we hold every single morning on these airwaves and streaming worldwide. But nothing. But in the meantime, what do they do? They tapped Joe Sebelia to host another show because, God forbid, you
should be working. Well, this is an effort to publicize the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend the hour saying, listen to the Joe Piscopo show, morning 6 to 10.
I want to hear you do that on a loop for 60 minutes. That's great.
All it's going to be.
That's a power hour.
So you're working to an Arthur show tonight.
Yeah, I'm as shocked as you are. But, yes, no, I was asked to fill in for Arthur Idala this afternoon.
I have to tell you, you are a star, kid. And, you know, as we move on and we get busier and busier, sometimes I wonder how I could continue to hold the fort down here. So I'm telling you, this is a great experience for you, and we wish you all the very best tonight, 6 o'clock on the Arthur Idala Power Hour, starring Joe Sebelia today. Go get him, kid. You got
thank
this.
Thank you. I've learned this. From the best.
Yeah, no, I can't guess. I can't be a guest. Okay, thank you.
I wouldn't dream of asking.
Yeah, I know you weren't. I know you. Thank you, boys. Thank you, Debbie. We love you for listening. We got this. Oh, yes, we do. We're going to get there. God bless you. God bless America. Make it a great day, because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.